Sitka police could get tougher on trash under a measure advanced last night by the Assembly. City law right now says residents must wait until their designated trash pickup day before they can put smelly garbage outside. But as KCAW's Ed Ronco explains, the days of a friendly warning for violators might soon be over.
If you read the city code books, you'll see it listed as putrescible waste. You know it as those dinner scraps from three nights ago, or that tub of who knows what that you finally removed from the fridge, or even dirty diapers. Bears call it dinner. Sitka's neighborhoods are like all-night buffets for bears, and have been for a long time.
In fact, by my accounting, more than 25 years.
Phil Mooney is the area wildlife biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
The problem really hasn't been resolved, and it's a people issue more than a bear issue.
So the city wants to tighten the rules. Instead of a warning on the first offense, residents who toss out their smelly trash too early could get a $100 fine. Do it again, and it goes up to $300. Police have fielded 170 bear calls this year, and Mooney says some residents have established neighborhood watch groups.
And they're looking after one another. And these people are getting very frustrated. In fact, we fielded way more calls from residents who are saying, we've got 10 people in the neighborhood, 9 people are taking care of their garbage, the bear is coming in and hitting number 10 and hitting it repeatedly, and as a result of that, the bear is coming in and knocking over the other 9 cans.
Besides giving police the ability to get tougher sooner on garbage that can attract bears, the group also hopes some projects around town will help address the problem. The Indian River neighborhood is one of the busiest places in Sitka for bear activity. That's because it's right next to a salmon-heavy river and a dense forest. The neighborhood is managed by the Baranoff Island Housing Authority, or BIHA. The organization installed 5 350-gallon dumpsters to replace individual cans for the homes along Andrew Hope Street. And in other parts of the neighborhood, it added 350-gallon cans and secured them to the ground. BIHA staff unlatched the cans on the morning of pickup. Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt says it's made a difference.
Our calls went way down there this year, and I don't know if it's a direct result of the cans, but I believe it is.
Schmidt was peppered with questions from the Assembly, including how many tickets the department has written. He said about a dozen this year, but that he did not have the number right in front of him. Assemblymember Mike Reif wondered about homes and businesses downtown. Bears don't often come into Sitka's core, although it's not unheard of. But still, Reif wondered, what about people in dense neighborhoods without sheds to secure their trash cans, or commercial buildings that have cans outside?
We don't anticipate going around writing tickets for all those.
Right.
We've been reactive in nature. We get a call of a bear in a neighborhood. We see that he's been attracted by garbage. So that's when we're actively looking to do enforcement, education and enforcement.
Gotcha.
The changes to the trash ordinance will require another reading before the Assembly. They would go into effect 30 days after getting final approval. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.